This is Patrick.
Yeah, okay. You got the percentages?
No, not yet. We're still working on them. Lintonella wasn't in yet, and Pat's in Chicago, but we should have him in about probably 15, 20 minutes at the longest.
Okay. Let's go by the funds then. The thing that you came up with the other day, we got $67 billion in the primary fund?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. And the primary fund is $750 million in Lehman?
Let me get my sheet out. That is correct.
Okay, that's primary.
It's like 1.18%.
Okay, fine. Next fund, that Lehman is what?
Hang on. Yield Plus.
Is that a 40-act fund?
No, that is not. So we don't have to worry about that.
How much money is in that? What's the
total? The total is $30 million.
$30 million Lehman paper.
Yeah, $30 million Lehman paper. Hang on,
let me go out to the fund.
Hang on, just a second. Just a minute. Get this out here. Okay. That's Yield Plus, and Yield Plus is $1.1 billion or 2.6%.
Okay. Fine.
Okay, and then offshore again, not a 40-act fund, but 125. Million.
Total assets.
Yeah, total assets and offshore, Mr. Bent, is $3.5 billion.
Okay, next one.
That's it.
Okay, so that I thought there were four different funds that had it. 750, 850, 905.
No, primary Yield Plus and offshore.
Okay, hold on one second. Yeah. Go ahead. Right. Got it, Tom. Thank you. Okay, there's not four funds.
No, Mr. Bent. Primary, Yield Plus, and offshore.
Okay, hold on.
Still there? Mr. Bent, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold. Frank Bonanno's calling me. Hang on. Yeah, Frank.
Hey, do we got anything on Merrill or no?
Oh, yeah. Merrill in primary, 1.1%.
Okay.
Okay, and Yield Plus, 4.6.
Okay.
And then Enhanced Cash, 36.8%.
36.8?
Yep.
Well, I won't talk about that because it's...
Yeah, I wouldn't even talk about Enhanced Cash, yeah.
It's not public fund, so I can't even talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay, man.
All right, bye.
Thanks.
Mr. Bent, I'm back.
Yeah. Okay. Conference this call in, you and me. Conference us in to 866-527-5844.
Okay.
And the code number after you get into that is 523-2979.
2979?
Yeah. 866-527-5844, mm-hmm. 523-2979.
Okay. Hang on.
Welcome to the conference calling center.
Mr. Benner, are you there?
Yep.
Message, hang on.
Please enter your passcode, followed by the...
Your passcode has been confirmed. If you need technical assistance during your call, press star zero.
After the tone, please state your name, followed by the pound sign.
Bruce Bent.
There are 8
parties in conference, including you.
Bruce Bent.
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning. Okay, I got Patrick Ledford on the phone, too.
Okay. Good morning, everyone.
Okay. What we're talking about is the valuation of Lehman. Is Sean on the phone?
Yes.
Can we, Bruce, should we just find out who all is on the phone?
Good idea. Okay, Bruce Bent.
Bill Marquez.
Ron Artinian.
Bill Litzland.
Frank Stalzer.
Kate Crowley.
Sean McKee.
Patrick Ledford.
And Bruce.
Okay, so we don't have Sasa, but we do have a quorum of the...
We've got a quorum, okay.
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 All right. Sean, why don't you go ahead with it? That's probably a better thing to do.
Okay. What would you like me to cover at this stage?
Okay. The half of 1% and the fair valuing.
Okay.
I'll give you statistics. We have $67 billion in the primary fund. Half of 1% of that would be $335 million. We've got $750 million in Lehman in the primary fund. If Lehman is mark to market at 55%, then we're at the half of 1% level. Now, I think the probabilities of that are zero. Nevertheless, what we want to do, we get instructions from you people on the the ability to go to fair value accounting.
You
okay,
think
Sean,
the probability of going to 55% is zero?
Yeah.
So you don't think it's that low?
No.
Okay.
Sean?
Sure.
Okay.
No, I think that was good. That was great information. From a accounting standpoint, obviously, what you need to do is, given the circumstances, is look at what the fair value of these securities are, and I'll let others deal with kind of some of the intricacies, including Patrick, as to how you do that. But obviously, what you're looking at is basically fundamental credit analysis at this point, given the information that's available to you, and working your way through that to determine what the value of that commercial paper really is. But obviously, given that they are planning on filing a bankruptcy filing, it wouldn't seem that the amortized costs on those particular securities would necessarily be appropriate.
Sean, I'm kind of confused with knowing as little as we know right now.
Mm-hmm.
How could we make any kind of a determination?
You don't have to make any sort of determination.
Yeah.
All you have to do is say to us we can use fair value account. We make the determination as far as pricing is concerned. We're not asking you to price anything.
Oh, I see. So you're just talking about going from the way we've been valuing the stuff in the past to go to fair value accounting.
Right.
Well, to have management perform what they believe the fair value is, and then they would use that as the valuation that they're looking at in terms of the analysis. Mr. Bent was talking about, where are we in the valuation, and are we at a stage that I have any issues? The second issue, I guess, you need to consider is your accruing income on those securities. You need to consider the likelihood of receipt of that income in full or partially as well, and what you do from a distribution standpoint. Management needs to do that.
And what, from your point of view as the auditor, and from our point of view as the audit committee,
mm-hmm.
what's the bid and the ask here? If you were to assume that the stuff was worth zero, which is ridiculous, but if you were to assume that the stuff was worth zero, what would that require us to do from an accounting and from an audit standpoint?
Well, let Dave address some of the specifics, but anytime you move into a fair valuation, management will, if you approve them to do so, if you say, look, we're in a fair valuation model, we want management to fair value this stuff, obviously the board does need to understand what management's done and assess the reasonableness of that on a periodic basis, and I guess Kate can probably add more to that than I.
And not much more, just on the corporate governance side, you're correct. If we take a crack at doing the fair valuation based on whatever assumptions we use, then I think we'd go back to Bill and the board and just tell them what we've done and why we're there and why we felt it was necessary to do so.
Okay, the fair valuation obviously will only apply to, well, who knows?
Good catch, Bruce.
Yeah, right. We've never been here before.
So let's hope it only applies to.
Yeah, right. If it only applies to Lehman, that represents a little 1.1% of the fund. So, you know, we're down to relatively, the interest becomes, the discussion of the interest and the calculation of the interest is moot. The management company can cover that easily. So we will continue to go along and accrue that, you know, at the moment based on the nothing that we know. So I would eliminate that from the equation and just, you know, we'll keep everyone posted.
Do you know what the average maturity of the paper is?
Yeah. The we've got
CPs.
We've got four pieces. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah. The hang on a second. Let me get it out in front of me. The all the CP rolls off in mid to late October, and then.
And that's how much?
Let's see here. Right now.
About 500.
Yeah, we're talking about primary.
You've got 200 million maturing. You've got 150 million maturing October 10th.
Yeah, the total is 535 million in primary that's maturing in mid to late October.
Okay, then
there's a $250 million piece. It's a senior unsecured medium-term note that matures on March 2009.
Kate, in a normal, if there is such a thing, in a normal kind of a bankruptcy proceeding, where would commercial paper fall in a ranking standpoint?
Well, after the secured credit, for sure. I haven't had a chance to look at the Lehman balance sheet.
The CP is pari passu with the senior debt.
Oh, it is.
So the CP would be in the same pecking order as the floating rate note, the medium term note. Again, senior debt.
Okay, the collateralized portion of Lehman's outstanding debt is how much? Less than a billion. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Patrick.
Okay. Hang on. Yeah, hang with me.
Rose, did I hear your voice?
Yeah. I'm sorry to have everybody. If an event of insolvency occurs with respect to a portfolio security, then the board is required to make some determinations, the full board, not the audit committee. And
we have the majority of the board present.
Okay, great. So we could deem this to be a meeting of the full board. The board has to decide whether, and it's the board's decision, whether to dispose of the security or whether to hold on to the security because the disposal is not considered to be in the best interest of the fund.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to, you know, it has to make an affirmative determination based on the advice that the advisor is giving it as to whether it's possible to dispose of the security, whether the security is likely to achieve, its full return if it's held to maturity, whether there's a market where you can actually dispose of the investment or not. So the board has some real responsibility here, and it's not a responsibility that can be delegated to any other party. It's one of the few parts of 2A7 where the board cannot delegate the decision to the advisor to make.
Fine. We'll find out when we get the pricing on it and whether or not there is a valid market for it and what our opinion is as to whether or not the market indeed is indicative of true value and security. And that when that happens, we will keep the board posted on it and what our recommendations are and whether or not the board wants to go along with our recommendations.
And then,
that sound appropriate?
Yes. And if it turns out, and maybe it's not the case, that if these securities represent more than 0.5% of the fund's total assets, so we need to advise the SEC staff that the, and I'm sure they're going to be getting calls from, you know, funds all over the place today about this. But they need to be advised that this has occurred.
What has occurred?
That the fund has to notify them that they hold a security that where there's an event of insolvency that represented 0.5% of the fund's total assets, and we have to tell the SEC what action the fund intends to take in response to that situation.
Not that the diminution in value of the security represents a half of 1%, but that the face amount represents more than a half of 1%?
That is correct.
So, in other words, we have to call them today.
Than a half of 1%, is that what we determined? I thought it was a little below that.
Primary is 1.18% in Lehman. Yield plus is 2.57% in Lehman.
Those are not 2A7 funds.
Notification shall be made telephonically or by means of a fax or an email, followed by a letter sent by first-class mail directed to the attention of Buddy Donahue, the Director of the Division of Investment Management.
It's just for money funds?
Just for money funds.
Okay, so then primary, 1.18%.
Okay.
When we send that notification, Rose, do we have to say, besides the fact that we have it, that it represents more than one-half of 1%, what action we're taking?
And you have to say what action the fund intends to take.
Okay, so they can't do that until they
so we know what action we're
going to
take
and figure everything out, right?
Correct.
Okay,
so this is not some sort of preemptory call. This is something we find out after the market opens.
Yeah, I would expect so.
Okay, that's not what I understood.
You know, there's a promptness aspect to it, but we can't make the call. They want to hear what the board has decided on this. And so they don't want to call saying, gee, we just have the security, and so we're going to think about what to do. So they want to hear the answer, but they want to know that the full board has been convened and has made some conclusion with regard to disposing of the investment or not.
Fine. So what we have to do is see what happens in the marketplace. When we find out what happens in the marketplace, then we will reconvene the board meeting, and we will discuss with the board what we think is the best course of action at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And let's assume there's a price in the marketplace of 90, which is my bet, is what somebody's going to price it at. They might try 80, but it'll probably move to 90. Let's assume it's a price of, in any event, the price is less than, excuse me, that is more than 55%, then which does not entail a half of 1% of the assets of the fund. Okay? Would you simply call them and tell them that, right?
No, you'd call the board, and the board, you'd say to the board that you'd make a recommendation as to whether the fund should hold on to the security or
right.
dispose it based on what you find out about the liquidity of the security in the market.
Okay.
You could say, we think it's going to pay off,
because
we now know it's secured, it's ranked with all the top secured debt, and, blah, blah, blah.
No, it's obviously not ranked with the top secured debt because
it's
not secured.
She's just giving you rationale. Potential, what you would say if you decided you want to keep it.
Okay, fine. Grab back to Patrick. Patrick, what is the total amount of secured debt that they have outstanding?
It's in bankruptcy, and it's pretty significant. Obviously.
Yeah, the short-term borrowings, they're secured is $660 million. They've got, on the other side of the balance sheet, they've as of Friday, they had $42 billion in cash and marketable securities. But their total short-term borrowings and short-term liabilities is $35.3 billion.
Okay. You start